Hi there. Welcome to Honor to Mary, a Catholic podcast dedicated to intentional daily prayer practice. I'm your host, Monica Fish. This podcast is a glorious devotion that will help you pray daily and deepen your faith. Join me for prayers, reflections, novenas, devotions, passages, all guiding you closer to faith and spiritual solace through our own curation of faithful pieces. Placing an importance of a daily Thanksgiving is a surefire way to take care of you as we navigate this modern world. Through reciting the Rosary, we will implore the Blessed Mother to intercede for our petitions as we pray for the grace of peace, patience, and perseverance. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell, and on the third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father. From there, he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for our sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for our sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for our sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Welcome to Saving America Through Prayer. Today we honor those who serve as protectors in our communities, our first responders. In times of crisis, they act as guardian angels, risking their lives to save others. From the firefighters who rushed to the Twin Towers on 9/11, to the paramedics and police officers who respond to emergencies daily, first responders embody the spirit of sacrificial love. Their courage and selflessness remind us of the angels God has sent us to watch over us, both seen and unseen. We also need to remember that there's first responders that don't look like our typical emergency response citizens. They act in response to crisis in our everyday lives. Whether it's helping us from falling or helping us stay in line with our values. To helping us out of a jam with a flat tire, whatever it might be. God has sent us everyday angels to watch over us, both seen and unseen. This brings to mind one of my favorite passages, and one my mother and I always reminded each other of, which was Hebrews 11:1, of all things seen and unseen. With the holiday coming up and my ongoing connection with angels, I've picked Psalm 91:1 for us today. For he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. When we love America, we thank God for those who protect us and pray for their safety. Let us also strive to show them gratitude in tangible ways. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the first responders who courageously serve our communities. Protect them as they protect others, and may they feel the depth of our gratitude for their sacrifice. Amen. Thank you for joining me on Saving America Through Prayer. May we always trust in God's protection and honor those who safeguard our lives. Until next time, keep America in your prayers and in your heart. Thank you so much for being here with us today. A very warm welcome to everyone who has been joining us and everyone who has joined us today for the first time. We're happy to have you here. It's been a beautiful journey, and I look forward to praying with you next time. I'm truly grateful that we have all been able to come together and pray together, no matter where we are. Thank you so much, and may peace be the journey.